We all have habits that we would rather kick to the curb. Mine is staying up on my phone until about 2 in the morning. It's so bad. Habits, well, they can be good and they can be bad, but bad habits are things that have negative consequences, like drinking too much, smoking, or biting your nails. The consequences of biting your nails obviously are not as bad as the consequences that come with drinking too much. But both are pretty unattractive though. And that's the thing about bad habits. They can make you look uglier to someone that you are trying to attract. So it should be obvious. Today's video, we are going to look at the 6 habits that instantly make you a lot uglier. And the good thing about a habit is that you can unlearn it. So let's get going. There's no time to lose. Present yourself. The types of clothes you wear or how you present yourself is really important. It sends out a message to the person that you are trying to impress. It tells them that you either like to take care of yourself and therefore you can take care of them when needed, or that you are messy, unclean, and unkept, making you less than an ideal partner. There are so many things to look out for when it does come to how you choose to present yourself. So let's make it easy. Let's start with clean clothes. I am sure, gentlemen, that you all clean your clothes. Well, I would hope so. The important detail here is making sure to clean them regularly. Specifically, if you are about to go on a date, a lady is going to notice straight away if your clothes are not clean, and it means she's going to stay away from you instead of coming in closer. So make sure they smell fresh, they have no stains on them, they are wrinkle free. And to ensure that they do smell fresh, use fabric softener and dry them outside if possible. If you are going to wear white clothes, make sure they stay white. I have bought cream-coloured clothing in the past, and when someone has commented and said, you know, you can actually buy a dye to make that really nice and crisp and white again, they actually think it's faded a little bit. But of course, it's not, it's just it wasn't that optimum white to begin with. So keep this in mind when dressing for a date or an important event. Only wear crisp white when you can, because you will always stand out and look very preen and proper. I have been guilty in the past of this next one, and that is rolling up your sleeves in a messy way. If you are wearing an outfit, let's say a denim jacket, that means you need to roll up your sleeves if you have to. Don't just roll them up messily, kind of do it in sections if you can. Make sure all the sides are uniform, don't just crunch them up. An unkept beard. This one, I'm looking at you, gentlemen. Make sure that you trim and look after your beard. Don't just let it run wild. Again, it makes you look messy, which is a very bad habit to have. You want your crush to think that you are a real catch. And the same is going to go for your hair. Make sure that you have it cut nice and you shampoo it regularly. Before I ever leave the house, I will take a moment to look at myself in the mirror. I'm going to check my teeth. I'm going to flatten my hair if I have to and adjust my outfit if I need to. This means that when I walk out of the front door, I know that I look good and I'm going to feel good. And I would recommend that you start to do this too. It only takes a couple of minutes, but it really does make a world of difference, because there's nothing worse to get home and then realize you've had a bit of spinach stuck in the front of your teeth all day. Ugh. A lack of sleep. If there's one thing that no one wants ever, it's those little eye bags under the eyes. And a lack of sleep makes us look older than we really are. We require the correct amount of sleep. It could be 5 hours, 7, it could be 9, it depends on you. So that our body needs this to repair itself overnight. And it stops us aging too quickly and helps us look our best every single day. In 2010, a study was conducted in Sweden and in the Netherlands. They took pictures of people who had slept for 8 hours and of people that had not slept for 31 hours. Imagine having to stay up for that long. Crazy. The people who slept for 8 hours were seen as more healthy and more attractive. And 3 years after that study, they revisited it. They asked another group of people what they thought of the pictures of the people who had not slept for 31 hours. And the researchers asked them to explain their thoughts in great detail. And they answered, saying that the people looked very sad and that they had dark red eyes. And that is never, ever an attractive look, because no one wants to look sad. So it's important, gentlemen, that you pull yourself away from your video games early. Stop scrolling on Twitter at night. Try and get that optimum amount of sleep every single night. Don't be mean. Do not make it a habit of being mean. It really does come down to killing people with kindness. A Chinese study was conducted about this, and people were shown pictures of other people with words underneath them. And the words were things like kind, happy, evil, dishonest. And the people looking at these pictures rated the people with the titles of evil and dishonesty underneath as unattractive, proving that we find nice people more attractive. So guys, if you want to attract your crush, it's easy. Be super nice to those around you. Let's talk about body language. I was with my friends the other day and I realized I was doing something that I never normally do, and that was folding my arms when I was talking. And this is called contractive body language. It makes you appear closed off and very serious. Sometimes people think of it as a power pose, which I guess is kind of fine for business if it's kind of a half turn and a, yes, good job. But when it comes to dating someone, you need to appear much more open and softer. So if you have a habit of sitting with your arms crossed or having that serious, mean look on your face, spend some time reassessing this. This is a habit and you can change it by focusing on your body language, especially when you are most definitely around your crush. Don't be too happy. This is a strange one, gents. I mean, ladies love a happy man, right? True, but if you appear too happy when she first meets you, she won't find this attractive. It will look like you are faking being happy or trying too hard, which is never sexy whether you are a man or a lady. Ladies love a mysterious type of guy, so the trick is to smile sometimes, but not all the time. You should sometimes have a really blank look on your face and still look at her, and she will be left wondering, what is he thinking about right now? A huge smile is not always actually very attractive, because let's think of those little eye wrinkles. So when you are on your first date, it's better to hide some of this happiness, but not too much. Make sure to use eye contact when you do have that slight smile on your face, because this is for sure letting her know that you are interested in her. So practice this in the mirror and make it a daily habit. Not having a sense of humour. There is nothing more off-putting than someone without a sense of humour. It's really not attractive. You may have found yourself stuck in a habit of just not being humorous, but this can be changed. I know someone who has zero sense of humour and they took everything super personal. I would always say things like, well, that was a joke, but they could not actually get it. Then after a while, I did have to sit them down and speak to them about it and say like, dude, this is humour. Luckily, they made a real effort to change it and they stopped taking life too seriously. And after a while, I noticed that they would tell jokes or point out funny observations and I was so proud. Now they have a great sense of humour and we have a much closer relationship. Making a girl laugh is one of the ways to really attract her, because not having a sense of humour will make you appear ugly in her eyes. Guys, I am sure that you all have a great sense of humour, but you might struggle to bring it out. Practice makes perfect, and I would suggest asking friends for help. One last thing, remember guys that drinking too much and smoking are very bad habits. They will bring on health issues which will make you look worse. So try to create more healthy habits like sports or reading, because any lady is going to love this. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.